welcome back again. You're listening to The Magazine, heard every Thursday from 2 to 4, movie reviews, entertainment talk, a lot of good action, starring Greg Isaac and Joseph Ardo. And also, of course, Breakthrough Thinking on every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4, with Breakthrough Sports Wednesday and Friday, 2 to 4, business psychology type shows Monday and Tuesday, 2 to 4, and of course, here it is, Thursday, The Magazine, Joseph Ardo.
Yeah.
You're good at this, aren't you?
I'm paying close attention now.
Joseph, you're supposed to say.
Okay.
All right, now I have to give his lines to him and remember mine at the same time. Anyway, before we get to the review, you write for Examiner.com.
Yes, and AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine, which now is available at 430, I believe, Circle K's across Phoenix and also in Tucson now.
That is excellent.
Coming up, absolutely.
And you're quite a writer.
Thank you.
And I've also seen your stuff on
BreakRadioShow.com.
It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you hear these reviews, you know, you can hear go to BreakRadioShow.com, read the full reviews on online. And also we've got some tickets online where you can print tickets to various advanced screenings. I believe we mentioned Snitch.
Yeah.
We've got a pre-screening of that coming up. Also The Call with Halle Berry.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, so, you know, all that. And then the full interviews as well you can read online.
And I do want to give a shout-out one more time to Joseph Ardo. Because, you know, you always like to know people that have such great passion and do what they do, and they know what they're pretty much why they're here to do what they do, because they just love it. And that is you, Joseph.
Thank you.
I didn't say Ardo.
I know.
I just said Joseph. You're supposed to say Joseph. I fooled him.
We'll
back to you, Joseph.
Last name.
Back to you.
Well, all right. So we just reviewed. We found out that Warm Bodies is a really good movie.
Yeah.
This is the one you want to go see.
I think I want to see it this weekend, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. Go see it. But so Dave Franco, again, James Franco's brother, he's also in Fright Night. I know that you like that movie.
Oh, I like that one.
Imogen Poots, right?
Very nice movie.
Yeah.
Funny. Not scary at all.
Yeah.
Sort of a spoof in a way.
But he's also in my favorite movie of
last year,
21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie, wasn't it?
I love it.
They're making a sequel.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where they go to college.
I like that.
Yeah.
So he's been in both of those. And I got a chance to sit down with him as well as the writer-director. We'll talk more about the writer-director, Jonathan Levine, here coming up. But James Franco, I asked him about his character in the film. His character's name is Perry. And let's see what he had to say about this character.
So Perry starts out as an innocent, naive, love-struck kid. You know, there's this zombie apocalypse happening, but he... You know, he has this tunnel vision, and all he can see is this girl that he's in love with, and that's how he kind of copes with the world around him. And then he has this horrendous thing happen in front of his face where he sees his dad get killed, and it hardens him, and it turns him into this, you know, he has this one-track mind, and all he cares about is ending this zombie apocalypse and killing off as many zombies as possible.
And if Teresa Palmer was your girlfriend, wouldn't you have tunnel vision as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at her right now.
Yeah.
I would have, like, well, a lot of vision, but I would...
You know what's interesting about her? She sort of resembles... she's like a blonde Kristen Stewart. They kind of have the same facial structure.
That's what I was thinking.
I
guess we think alike.
And we should interview her mom.
And Dave Franco and James Franco sound exactly alike as well when they talk.
Yeah.
Great acting, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Very good actors.
But here's the thing. He's not on the screen for very long. As I mentioned in the review, his brains get eaten by the main character, Nicholas Hoult, the zombie. And, you know, there's some flashbacks because Nicholas Hoult has to basically look at how Dave Franco's character was interacting with this young woman. But he's basically killed off in the first maybe 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's see what he had to say about that very short screen time.
Oh, it's like a big journey to take in a very limited amount of time. And so that's kind of a tough thing as an actor because you know, when you jump from just kind of one intense scene to the next, you don't want it to feel overdone. And I just kind of had to give myself over to the director and hope that he would rein me in if I went too big or amp me up if I was too subtle.
Yeah. So, you know, that's good way to do it when you're when you don't have very much screen time, right?
Yeah.
You gotta make sure your character's perfect.
That makes sense, and that's what makes him a great actor, too, I think, is discipline, and he really, You know, in any industry, I mean, if you strive to be your best and you have high standards, it usually works out.
Right. And of course, in this movie, he is a military guy. He's got to take this troop of other young people and try to get this medicine for his community.
Yeah.
So fight off these zombies. But, you know, so he's got a gun in the movie. Of course, a military guy. And so I asked him, what did you do to prepare for this movie? And here's his interesting answer.
We did go to the gun range, and I talked to this gun expert at length because I wanted the military scenes to feel authentic. You know, I wanted if a guy in the military sees this movie, I want him to look at my character and be like, okay, he knows how to hold that gun. He looks like he knows what he's doing because – I mean, that would drive me insane if I know that these guys in the military, the experts, would look at my character and know that it was, not authentic. And so I think that's an interesting part of acting in general, too, is learning about stuff that you wouldn't normally otherwise. And I got to, just find out about every little part of this gun and how it works and how to hold it and all that jazz.
Yeah.
That's why he's professional. See,
yeah,
that's
sure
smart.
Yeah.
When you're an actor, you better not pretend. You better know.
Right.
Well, it is always interesting to hear those stories, how actors prepare for roles. You know, an actor might play a police officer in a movie, and then they go mimic.
Yeah, they do a ride-along or something
ride-along.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think I've even heard of some, and I don't know if these are true or not, or if I wasn't getting the joke, but some that in the past might play a criminal, and they'll actually find a criminal or some street criminal, maybe someone that they'll feel safe around, where they actually, I forgot, there was one in particular, I'll Google it, maybe
right
before the end of the show, where someone, or is a robber or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, of course, we mentioned earlier that he was in Fright Night. He played a vampire in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the vampires. So, I said, are you disappointed? Because I was disappointed he didn't get turned into a zombie. Of course, when you eat the brains of the person, then they can no longer come back as a zombie.
What do they come back as?
Nothing. They die.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. So, but I wish that, especially since I got a chance to talk to Dave Franco, I wish that he would have turned into a zombie. So I would have had, a few more interesting questions about that, right? But, still, I said, are you at all disappointed that you didn't get to be turned into a zombie? And here's what he said.
Not even a little bit. I mean, Nicholas Holt, who plays the main zombie, he showed up to set about, roughly 3 hours earlier than the rest of us every day to go through the makeup process.
Oh.
And I went through that for about a week on this movie called Fright Night, where I was a vampire. And It was brutal, to be honest. Like they put these lenses in my eyes that were the size of a quarter, and then once those are in there, they threw me in this dirt pit. And so in the pit, there's rocks and dust flying everywhere. So that gets in the lenses, and you get this kind of crunchy blink going on. And then you have to act through it. And you have to be energized.
Yeah, and then he said that you've got to pretend like that there's not this stuff in your eye. And that's impossible. I have contacts, and when I'm wearing those, I can't stand it if it's dry and crunchy. If I'm in the dust, right?
Oh man! So
imagine having to act through that and play a character.
I have a newfound respect for actors and actresses.
Yeah,
that's not easy.
No, especially and going through all that makeup process and getting to set early. And
how about Robin Williams in what was that movie? Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be sort of tough for him.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that probably took hours, right?
Right, yeah.
What a great movie that was.
That was a very funny
four
movie.
Four or five scenes?
That might have been five.
Yeah,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Had a lot of good message to it, too.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So, of course, though, when you're on set, and even if you're not playing a zombie, there's other zombies on the set, right? So I said, what did that feel like when you're walking around set and there's all these other zombies? And here's what Dave Franco said.
It's one of these things where, there's so many zombie extras on the movie, and you're in craft service and they're walking around, you're in the cafeteria and they're just in line in front of you, and it should be weird, and you almost hope that these extras would play more pranks and like jump out and scare people, but there just wasn't a ton of that. And I think after a few days you just become accustomed to it, and
you become desensitized.
That's
right?
Interesting, huh?
Yeah,
that is. But he's right. It would have been, if you had, In fact, one of the extra zombies, they should have done that. Maybe they would have got noticed.
Maybe.
Right?
Or they might have got fired from the set.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah. So, but, you know, my favorite question, as usual, is what did you learn about yourself, or what did you learn from this experience? And he actually really took a lot away from the director, Jonathan Levine. Here's what he said about Jonathan.
I took a lot from Jonathan Levine, the director. He's one of these really smart guys who will give you ideas that just make the scenes a lot more complex than you initially thought. For example, the scene towards the beginning when I'm addressing my troops and we're about to go out into the mayhem and find this medicine in the city. The first few takes, I played it as if I was this confident leader and I knew what I was doing and I was very composed. And Jonathan took me aside and he reminded me that although I am very determined, you know, I am very determined and I have a lot of passion, I'm still kind of this vulnerable, weak guy at, you know, deep down inside. And so realistically, I wouldn't be, you know, a charismatic, confident leader. I would be a guy who kind of doubts himself a little bit and who's stumbling over his words. And so I thought that was just an interesting way to play that, where that I wouldn't have thought of otherwise.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the point of having a director, right? He can see everything and see where it might not be working or where it could be improved. So
very, very insightful. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah.
And as he was saying, that Jonathan Levine, he's a very smart guy. He made some, you know, very interesting movies. 50-50 had a lot of critical praise. The Wackness, I believe, had a lot of critical praise as well. Yeah. All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. I believe he made that as like a student project while he was still in college or something like that, in film school. And that is a cult horror movie. Again, Amber Heard, very, very good movie, kind of a thriller. Not gory. I can't really remember. I've seen it a while ago. But not a typical horror movie.